And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Jean-Pierre Thibault called the surprise cancellation of a submarine contract with France in favor of a U.S. deal a huge mistake. In an interview, Thibault said his recollection is that Australia never mentioned that the project could be scrapped.
We agreed, and they agreed, that more in-depth discussions should be continued, and that this will be followed up in the coming weeks.
The deal scraps a $66 billion contract with French-majority state-owned naval group that was signed in 2016 to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines for Australia. Girls were excluded from returning to secondary school in Afghanistan Saturday after the country's new Taliban rulers ordered only boys and male teachers back to the classroom. A statement ahead of all classes resuming said all male teachers and students should attend their educational institutions. The statement, issued late Friday, made no mention of women teachers or female pupils. Secondary schools with students typically between the ages of 13 and 18 are often segregated by sex in Afghanistan. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they have faced repeated closures and have been shut since the Taliban seized power. The United Nations said it was deeply worried for the future of girls' schooling in Afghanistan. Find more.